That's a good question for me in particular, because I really love the naming process. In fact, it's one of my favorite parts. I mean, I love the painting part, of course, but when a painting is finished, I always name it after it's completed, and I will look at the painting and I will just kind of get a sense of it, like what is this feeling, what is it saying energetically, in a way, because mm-hmm. I think that paintings, that like the marks kind of like give a feeling usually, and I have like a file full of title names that I gather as I like am going through the world. I just like hear a little thing, or I'll read a little snippet here and there, and I will like match a title to the painting, and usually it's often related to something that's going on in my life at that time, or something that was going on while I was painting that painting. So it often like evokes like a time in my life, you know, because I feel like in some ways paintings really are almost like a journal of an artist's life. It's like right. Documenting their life. And so the kind of titles that I use are usually one that is like they evoke kind of like some other layer that adds a layer to the painting. So somebody can hear the title and see the painting and kind of marry those together, and it has yet another meaning.